Wir begrüßen an diesen Sonntagmorgen.
On this Sunday morning,
alle Brüder und Schwestern,
we welcome all brothers
weltweit,
and sisters worldwide
zu der Sendung,
to this broadcast,
biblische Wortbetrachtung,
to this biblical word reflection with Brother Frank.
Wir sind Gott dankbar.
We are grateful to God for this opportunity to hear God's revealed word. May the Lord lead Brother Frank by his Spirit to say what the Lord wants to say to the church. Before Brother Frank speaks to us, I read a word. One verse
aus dem Judabrief,
from Jude,
erste Kapitel,
Jude 1,
Vers 3.
Verse 3.
Juda 1,
Jude 1,
Vers 3.
Verse 3.
Geliebte,
beloved,
da es mein Herzen,
when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Now, Brother Frank, thanks be to the Lord. That we may take this word seriously to contend for the faith that has been given once and for all to the saints, the redeemed, the pardoned, those who belong to the church of the Lord. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, and we are grateful to the Lord that we have been brought back to the beginning and that we can really believe, baptize, and teach in the same way as it was done in the beginning by the apostles in the name of the Lord. We are living in the time when everything is really being restored and brought back to the original state. So, we contend for the faith that has once and for all been delivered to the saints. As Brother Branham put it so clearly, he said, there is the true belief and there is a make-belief and there is unbelief. May God grant us grace not to remain in unbelief, not in a self-made belief, but in the belief, in the faith that was once and for all delivered to the saints, and that we really teach only as the apostles and prophets taught, and as it has been left unto us in the Holy Scriptures. We read from Colossians, chapter 3, verse 3. Colossians 3, verse 3.
Ihr seid ja doch gestorben.
For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Verborgen.
Amen.
Amen.
Es ist wirklich so,
it is really the case that a true conversion, a true new birth by the Spirit of God includes that we have died to the old man and have put on the new man to walk in a new life with our Lord. May it be given by God to each listener, to all brothers and sisters, to truly be able to say, I am crucified with Christ. Now it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives his life through me. We read from Colossians 3, verse 4. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Also to this we say Amen. When Christ is manifested in our lives, when it is truly manifested that we have experienced a conversion, a new birth, a renewal, if Christ can be manifested in our lives, his nature, his word, his love, his grace, when what we have been given by grace through redemption is manifested in us, that it can be seen, that it simply exists. Blessed and praised be our Lord, that we can honestly and sincerely say, the Lord has truly made all things new. To him be the glory for it forever. We read from Colossians 3, verse 5. Colossians 3, verse 5.
So ertötet denn eure Glieder.
Mortify therefore your members, which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. This word is also a serious admonition to all believers. Mortify therefore your members. We must indeed, in reverence to God, lay down our own lives on the altar and say, Lord, be gracious to me, that your life may be lived out through me, that it may truly be manifested that we are believers in whom Jesus Christ has taken dwelling by grace. To him be the glory for it. We read from Colossians 3, from verse 8 to 10. Colossians 3, verse 8 to 10.
Jetzt aber legt auch ihr,
but now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him.
Amen.
This too must have become true in our lives, that we have taken off the old man with all that goes with it, and that we have put on the new man who is created in the image of Christ, and thus can walk in a truly new life with God. We read from 1 John chapter 2, verse
17,
and the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Today we are truly addressed personally in all these scriptures, and that's the point. God is not speaking today to your neighbor, to someone else. Today the Lord speaks to everyone personally. And we look into the mirror of the Word to see if everything in our lives is in line with God and with God's Word. Because only when God's well-pleasing rests on us will we be able to participate in the rapture. God's well-pleasing rested on Enoch, and he was raptured. In the same way, we must accept it in faith of our Lord and Savior. It was said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Now the time has come when God wants to be well pleased with all his sons and daughters, so that we are truly found in his will by grace, that there is no longer anything condemnable on us, but with a clear conscience, and as it is written, the pure in heart shall see God. May God do this on all his sons and daughters now, really now, that we may become pure in heart, washed in the blood of the Lamb, cleansed in the Word of God, sanctified by grace in Jesus' holy name. We read from Hebrews, Hebrews 13, verse 4. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. This is also part of it. The Lord has really thought of everything and has taught the believers, whether young people, whether children, whether in marriage, the Lord really did use Paul in a special way to write everything that needed to be given to the church of the new covenant along her way. And this also includes marriage, that it is really held in honor according to the Word of God. I do not want to go into this in detail. All believers know what is going on in this time, what is being done. And Paul actually expressed it. We read from Romans chapter 1, verse 26 and 27.
Deshalb hat Gott sie auch,
for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. That is also part of it. We all know what happened in the time of Abraham. That was the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham lived 2,000 years after Adam, and the whole world has really gone astray, as we have just read. And God actually had to make an end with that, and with all those who were in Sodom and Gomorrah, because they blasphemed God, they mocked God, and trampled underfoot the divine order. God could not stand it any longer, and therefore directed to the believers that marriage should be held in honor and the bed undefiled. This too must be clearly told to the believers. It is written in the Bible. It is addressed to us. Accept it and thank the Lord for it. We read from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. We have chosen this word to make the following clear. In Bible days, there was really only one church in each city. Here Paul addresses his letter to the church at Ephesus. And if you read Revelation 2 and 3, you can see that the seven church age messages were sent to seven different churches in seven different cities. All the cities are listed from Ephesus to Laodicea. What simply needs to be said is this. Let's go back to the book of Acts. In chapter 2, we are told that after Peter's preaching, 3,000 people were baptized. The grace, the forgiveness, everything that Peter preached to them, they accepted, and then they were baptized. And so, there were 3,000 people in the early church. But if we then read Acts 4, verse 4, we find that there were already 5,000 people in the church at that time. And if we read correctly, we find that Bible studies took place back and forth in the houses, but that everyone gathered in Solomon's hall to hear the word of the Lord. So, there was not a single city in the apostles' time where there would have been 2, 3, 4, yes, up to 9 different churches. And the Lord always addressed his word to the angel, to the messenger, and he passed it on. Today I ask, there are actually, and I mentioned it before, of Brother Perry Green, who said at that time, in Tucson, Arizona, there are 9 different churches within the message. Then I ask, who of the 9 leading brothers has a calling, a commission? Who has received a commission from God? All of them have done what they want to do themselves. We need to return to God, to His Word at this time. Now, for example, if an Apostle Paul were to write to the church at Krefeld, to whom would he write? In our area, there are still 4 different churches that refer to Brother Branham and to the end time message. But if we are honest, we have to go back to the beginning. We have to go back to the beginning in the book of Acts, in the church at Ephesus, and to all the cities. And also now, we have to go back to the beginning. And we thank the Lord God that he really used Brother Branham to bring the word of the hour, that we be brought back to the original beginning and really realize that all our own doing will not stand its ground before God, but that the divine order must be found in the bright church before the return of Jesus Christ. And we thank the Lord that he himself will take care of that. We read from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10.
Ich ermahne euch aber, liebe Brüder,
now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.
Amen.
Amen. That is the divine guideline. The verse should really be read again, in the same mind, in everything, exactly the same. Not one strange doctrine, one heart, one soul. Please read the verse again. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. Now I beseech you, exhortation, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul appeals to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I appeal to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, that ye all speak the same thing. Amen. Do you agree with this? Do you want to submit to God's word? Or do you want to go on your own way? I am, if I have to say it honestly, I am deeply saddened by the many different directions. It is simply inconceivable what has been done in the end time message or outside the message. I will give you one example. In the time of Brother Branham, the Lord's Supper was celebrated with hundreds of small vessels, like liqueur glasses. And now, a box has been sent to me on how to celebrate the Lord's Supper. And I tell you, it is a blasphemy. Here, in this little container, on one hand, there is the thing to be taken as bread. And on the other hand, the juice to drink. Here is the wafer. Can you see it? It has been put on top, then covered, and then the filling with juice and closed again. Now the one who takes part in the Lord's Supper can take such a thing in his hand, removes the first lid, takes this wafer, and then eats it. And then he takes the second lid off and drinks the juice. Is this possible, that there can be such damned things within the message? I cry out to God. I can't stand it. Even from the beginning, there are all these false teachings about seven thunders, about the seventh seal, about that Brother Branham returns and that the resurrection will take place and that the dead will stay here for 4 to 6 weeks. How many false doctrines have been proclaimed with reference to the prophet, with reference to the end time message? It is incomprehensible. I can no longer remain silent. I have a divine calling, a divine sending, a divine commission, and with it is connected the completion of the bride church. I only say it out of deep pain that all the brothers who have adopted their own teachings, formed their own groups, what are you going to do with that? You have caused divisions, and you know what the Bible says about that. Let us read a little further. We read from Jude, verse 19. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. Yes, these are really people who are sensual, who do not have the Holy Spirit. And Brother Branham has emphasized it so often, especially in the sermons of 1965 from Romans 8, verse 11. If the Spirit who raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in your mortal bodies, then he will make them alive. The Spirit of God must dwell in us so that we can be led by the Spirit of God. What is the point of all the divisions, of all the false teachings? They are false brothers. That must be said clearly. Those who lived in the days of Brother Branham acknowledged what God did then and thanked the Lord for it. Those who live now must acknowledge what God is doing now. Those who cannot do that do not belong to the bride church. All who belong to the bride church will take part in what God is doing now. To him be the glory. To him be the thanks. God has done a continuation after Brother Branham's ministry, and the true message has been carried over the whole earth for the past 50 plus years. And all who are destined to belong to the bride of the Lamb and to participate in the rapture are now connected, hearing throughout the earth in all their languages the last divine message of the calling out of the separation and preparation, and they are being biblically orientated in all areas, biblically instructed, and they are submitting to the Word and to the plan of God. We are so thankful to the Lord that now, three times a week, all can listen everywhere, whether what was preached in the 60s by Brother Branham, or later in the 80s, now all can hear worldwide, even those who were not alive then, now all can hear the Word and can submit under the mighty hand of God. I command all brothers and sisters who have been misled, come back, respect the divine calling, respect the divine commission, have part in what God is presently doing. We read from Acts 4, verse 4. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000.
Sich auf etwa 5,000 beliefen.
Thanks be to the Lord. Not only then, but also in our time, we have churches with 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 brothers and sisters. Also in our time, and especially in the countries of Africa, up to the farthest parts, up to the Ivory Coast, yes, in West Africa, Central Africa, South Africa, everywhere, but also in Asia and other countries, God has called out thousands, and there will be millions who will be part of the bride church. Abraham was to count the stars, and as countless as the stars in the sky are, so countless will be those who are ready to meet the Lord. And I say it before the face of God, I have been commissioned with an audible, commanding voice of the Lord on September the 19th, 1976, to preach the word, to distribute the spiritual food. I could point to some supernatural experiences, especially when the Lord commanded me early in the morning to read 2 Timothy 4. I charge you before the Lord God, who will judge the living and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. I am under the divine command to preach only the word and to add nothing and take nothing away. For me, it remains valid forever. What is written in Revelation 1, verse 1 to 3, namely, to keep only what is written in this book. And in Revelation 22, to add nothing to what is written and to take nothing away from it. That is the commission that the Lord God has given me. And to this day, in the thousands of sermons, I have not once said anything that is not written in the Word. I have preached the Word alone, and all that God has given Brother Branham from the Word, all that was hidden from the fall of man, to all the mysteries, but always found in the Word. And that is why I am thankful to the Lord from the bottom of my heart. The bridegroom was the revealed Word in the flesh, and the bride is the revealed Word in the flesh. No interpretation, nothing added, pure and holy. Just as the bride was taken out of Adam and brought to him, so the bride was taken out of Christ and will be brought to him again. Flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone. No mixture, but pure, holy, as the bridegroom, so also the bride. Praise be to the name of the Lord, for the precious and holy blood, for the precious and holy word, for the precious Holy Spirit, who leads us into all truth. And as Paul wrote, that we may be presented unblameable, unreprovable before the face of God. To him be the glory for it. We read as our last scripture from Philippians 1, verse 6. Philippians 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. This is also my, I almost said, holy conviction that the faithful Lord is now preparing the completion, and that a mighty moving of the Spirit alone will come upon those who have received the divine seed of the Word in a pure heart, and so that God can fulfill everything. Every promise is yes and amen, and every promise will find fulfillment up to the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us summarize what needed to be said today. that all true children of God return to the true Word, come out of all false teachings, and that in every place only one biblical church arises, and that in this way the Lord can and will bring His work to completion, so that all may hear what the Spirit has to say to the churches. Let us thank our God for sending Brother Branham, and whoever has considered from the beginning how the Lord called him, what supernatural experiences he had, and what a commission he received, namely to bring the message before the second coming of Christ, which would then be proclaimed over the whole world. This happened by grace. The calling out, the separation happened. Ye, my people, come out, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. Check everything with the Word of God, and return to the Lord, so that He can make the completion with us all. And we believe what is written. Those whom He foreknew, them He also called. And whom He has called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. It is a perfect redemption, and the Lord is now bringing His perfect work of redemption to a completion with His bride church. And now, lastly, the exhortation to all the brethren in all places to ask one another for forgiveness, to apologize for having taught false doctrines, for having misled the people. Come together, all of you, ask one another for forgiveness, and the Lord will give grace. We are truly living right before the return of Jesus Christ. I don't know what else needs to happen. Who can tell me? Hasn't everything already happened that was supposed to happen before the return of Jesus Christ? Has not everything been fulfilled that our Lord has determined for the end time? What is there that still needs to happen? Tell me. Israel is in the homeland. Everything has happened as God said it would. And therefore, I must say with holy earnestness, with emphasis, please return to the Lord, to His Word, and may the love of God fill our hearts so that we are united in love with God and believe every word from our hearts, accept personally every promise made to the church and the bride, and experience its fulfillment. As Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 19 to 22, that God's promises find their fulfillment through us. May firstly, every word of God be lived out by all of us. All young people, all who are married, all old people, all weak, no matter who we may be, may God grant that all of us, in the state in which we are, may live out God's word in reverence, that we may remain unreprovable, blameless, and thus be able to stand our ground before the Lord. There's only one thing left for us to do, to thank the Lord. For what is happening now is the very last work on earth in the church of the living God. And all those who belong to the bright church will hear what the Spirit has to say to the churches. May the blessing of Almighty God rest upon you all. May the Lord grant you a believing, an obedient heart in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us rise, and Brother Borg will pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious word. You have spoken clearly to us, to your people, through your word this morning. We thank you for your living word. Your word is spirit and life. It is effective. It accomplishes what you send it to do. We also thank you for the exhortation to contend for the faith that has been once for all delivered to the saints. Help us and be gracious to us. Bless all your people. Bless all brothers and sisters. Lord, we thank you for the last message, for the sending of your prophet. And we believe and trust that you will come to your right with all your people. Bless and be merciful to us all. In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen. Amen.